100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Well, we got four more weekly challenges before we hit the big 1,000, and this one is a pick two. What's that beeping? Signpost? Sample, in the movies, and ordered. And we got a bunch of stories in this week on this Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're enjoying the long weekend if that's your thing. If it's not, enjoy Monday. I sure will. And got the patio furniture all together. It was a team effort. And Tinny the cat is enjoying sitting out there. Mist has checked it out, but hasn't really napped out there yet. But we'll see. It's the catio, after all. I'm getting to the point where I should probably put a remote out there for controlling the lights. Anyway, let's go ahead and start up the weekly challenge, and I'll get back with you after.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You passed the signpost a good half hour ago, the one that said 3 miles to go. Surely it can't be much further? You peer into the darkness. It's the middle of nowhere. You've no signal, and the sat-nav is blank. Perhaps you took a wrong turning somewhere along the way. Suddenly, the car engine stutters and dies. You roll slowly to a halt. The silence presses in. You're alone. Guess you should just sit tight until the morning and make the best of it. Except it's never quite that simple in the movies. Are you afraid? You should be.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. That way. No, this way. And they continued to argue even though the signpost was right there. A policeman approached and asked where they were going. They stuttered. The policeman frowned. Bicycles, they said. The policeman pointed to the rent sign and waved them away. But what if? One of them started. The policeman rolled his eyes and jokingly asked where they hid the body. How did he know? No more asking for directions? There was only one possible way. The end. Funny how an open-ended story can be as annoying as people who don't know where they're going. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's Richard. This is my pick two story. I can't remember which two I picked. I'm sure we'll work it out. It's called Snooze. What's that beeping? Mostly still asleep, brain barely functioning. It slowly dawns on you. The alarm is going off. Clumsily, you fumble for the hateful thing at the side of the bed, hitting the snooze button before crashing back into the pillows for the next 10 minutes. It's not like this in the movies. No one ever hits snooze in films. They either hurl the offending article across the room or wake pleasantly refreshed. No yawning, hair and makeup pristine, sheets artfully draped across them, hiding anything remotely offensive. The alarm sounds again. I hit snooze. 10 more minutes, please. I'm sure we can relate to that one. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called It Was a Good Gig. Gary was a federal information designer. His job was boring, but his hidden quest was bright and shiny. He wanted highway signs to be bright and shiny. His office was piled high with sample signposts, lots of vermilia, and forms straight out of the Memphis movement. For a dyed-in-the-wool bureaucrat, he sure had a deep fondness for glitter. I mean rainbow glitter. Tip off there. The sample signpost that got him promoted had 47th's face. It was gold-plated with orange lettering. It was impossible to understand, just like the man. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 996. It's a Pick 2 challenge. So, here's my story. What's that beeping? Mandy asked as they climbed the ashlar steps to the open front door. It's the panic alarm. Wait here, Bilbert said, levitating and soundlessly entering the house. Like a scene in the movies, a man in a mask held a gun on Bilbert's parents. His mother made eye contact and quickly looked away. Fortified by her superpower of efficiency, Bilbert knew what to do when she nodded. He shot forward as both his parents dropped to the floor. Bilbert grabbed the intruder, lifted him, and slammed him into the wall. The gun flew from the thug's hand. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called What's That Beeping? It hasn't been a first date like in the movies. He'd come round to mine, but my smoke alarm needed new batteries and was beeping. He went to get some and didn't come back. Not meant to be. I necked the wine and spent the evening scrolling Facebook. Then I saw in a local community group a picture of a car wrapped round a signpost. One person seriously injured and taken to the general. It was him. I went straight to the hospital, pretended to be family. And here I am, listening to the beeping of his life support machine. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
After weed had been decriminalized in the city, Bradley sold at the late-night Pink Floyd show at the Science Center Planetarium. "We're here to make sure that everybody plays nice," said the cops, and Bradley thanked them for their service, offering up free samples. Bradley went back to selling, checking IDs, and taking photos to cover his ass if someone was buying for a kid again. Bradley was a businessman, not a crook. "Come back when you're 21," he'd say. Parents appreciated that, and then bought from him. He even got an Entrepreneur of the Year award from the Rotary Club.
And there you have it. A bunch of 100-word stories on the Pick 2 topics of What's That Beeping Signpost Sample in the Movies and Ordered. The next weekly challenge is going to be PAC, and that's going to be in the 20th year of this podcast. Can you freaking believe it? I can't. And I don't want to. So, yeah, there's that. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. Thank you to everyone who is a part of this week and every week and coming back and taking a break. And you're the one that makes it happen. Even without me, this probably would happen. I'm sure one of you would say, hey, let's keep it going. Good luck to that. Maybe in 20 years, you'll hand it off. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.